我们感谢主啊，让我们有这个周末可以有两天的时间可以聚在一起。
Thank the Lord that we have this over the weekend 2 days gathered together before the Lord.
那弟兄们事先跟我交通啊，就说我们这一次的聚会呢是一个侍奉的追求。
Brother has mentioned to me that these two meetings were for service.
所以呢，我在主面前等候寻求啊。
So I prayed and waited on the Lord.
我想要和弟兄姊妹来交通这个职分和职事。
So I'd like to share with you the ministry and the ministers.
这个在中文圣经里面呢，这个职分呢，有时候翻作职事，不过我们中文发音呢，这个职事和职事就搞不清楚了。
So in Chinese, it's translated as ministry, but in Chinese, ministry and ministers, they are very confusing.
所以你看英文就比较清楚 ,ministry and minister.
So you see that English is very clear. Ministry and ministers, they are different.
所以我想呢，今天晚上呢，我们要和弟兄姊妹来交通这个职分的这个意义。
So tonight, I'd like to share what ministry means.
然后明天下午呢，我们要交通这个我们如何来做一个好的执事。
So tomorrow evening, we'd like to share how to be a good minister.
我想开头请弟兄姊妹啊，和我一同来读一些的圣经。
So we'd like to, in the beginning, have brothers and sisters read some passages with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
零后第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们就读这个第三节和第四节的前一半。
We're going to read verse 3 and verse 4, the first half.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
Giving no cause for offense in anything, so that the ministry will not be discredited, but in everything commending ourselves as ministers of God.
在这两节圣经里面啊，你看英文就很清楚，前面一个是讲到 ministry， 后面就是讲到 minister 啊。
So in these two verses, the English version make very clear that first half it mentioned ministry and the second half it mentioned ministers.
我们回头看第四章。
Let's turn back to look at chapter 4.
四章第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这职分，就不上胆。
So therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart.
好，我们请看哥林多前书第十二章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
林前第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
There are varieties of ministries and the same Lord.
这里的执事，也就是我们讲那个职分。
So here, when it says, here it mentioned ministries.
好，我们再看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们要从第一节读到第十一节。
We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 11.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，酿必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you.
用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
That by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief, as referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
Which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
To be specific, that Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
Of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And to bring to light what is the mystery of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things.
我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
So that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
然后我们看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
十一节和十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as prophets, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, for the building up the body of Christ.
我们最后请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Acts.Chapter 20,
24节
Verse 24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
So we conclude our passage reading here.
我们晓得这个职分呢，是指着那件事情啊，或者指着一个托付说的。
So we know that ministry actually points to the services.
啊，那么这个执事呢，是指着那个做这件事情的人，是指的人说的。
And ministers are the people who serve in the ministry.
啊，那么我想我们用两次的聚会呢，把它分别的那么做一个解释。
So in these two meetings, we like to explain them separately.
我们今天晚上呢，先试着来解释到底什么是职事、职分。
So tonight, we like to explain what ministry is.
我们都知道在旧约圣经的里面。
We We know in the Old Testament,
神曾经给以色列的百姓有三个大的职分。
God gave Israel three ministries.
啊，一个呢就是祭司的职分。
One is the ministry of priesthood.
啊，一个呢是先知的职分。
One is the ministry of prophets.
啊，还有一个呢是君王的职分。
Another one is the ministry of kingship.
在旧约时代中啊，我们看见神已经把他这个心思啊，把他这个意念呢，已经借着这些把他启示出来了。
So in the Old Testament, God through these three ministries revealed to the people of God His will.
那么我们也晓得，承受神的托付的这一班人。在神的百姓中都是一些比较特别的一些人。
So those who receive the ministries are special kind of people.
啊，那是神特别拣选你才可能有的。
God had to choose them specially.
那我们也知道到了新约时代。
So in New Testament,
这三个大的职分呢通通集中在主耶稣基督的身上。
So in Lord Jesus, all these three ministries focus on.
所以我们的主耶稣是祭司，是先知，也是君王。
So our Lord Jesus is the priest and the prophet and the king.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那么，当我们基督从蒙恩得救之后呢
？When Christians are saved.
那么神就把这个生命赐给了我们。
The Lord gave this kind of life to us.
啊，所以按照。道理上来讲，我们得救的人，我们得住这个生命，我们里面就有三种这种功用都在。
So in position that when we receive the life, we have these three ministry in our life.
但是到了新约时代中的时候呢，我们看见在这个职分上面呢，人就是有一点点的区别的。
Even in the New Testament, we can see that the three ministries are different.
啊，我们。感谢我们的神
But then, our God,
在头一个世纪神得着了使徒保罗
In the first century, God gained Apostle Paul.
那么从保罗的服事里面
From the ministry of Paul,
他就把这个职分和这个职事之间这个关系啊，把它表达得非常的清楚
Lord revealed to us very clearly the ministry and the minister.
那么在他的书信里面他也把它解释的十分的清楚。
And Paul explained them very clearly in his epistles as well.
特别保罗在哥林多的教会里面。
Especially with the Corinthian church.
这是一个多困难、多麻烦的一个教会。
They faced very tough difficulties.
那么保罗可以说在哥林多啊是有内忧外患的。
We can see the troubles inside and outside.
外面有很多的犹太人的这个反对和难处。
Externally, he faced many obstacles from Jews.
然后呢，在里面也有很多基督徒呢，也反对他。
But inside the church, also many Christians opposing him.
我们读哥林多前书，我们就知道，在那个哥林多教会里面，很多的难处。
So we see that when we read the Corinthian letters that he faced many difficulties.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
那么在这样的一种的情况的里面。
In such a situation.
啊，我们能看见这个使徒保罗啊，背着神给他的职分。
So we see how Paul, who carry on the ministry of the Lord.
然后他做了一个好的执事。
And he became a good minister.
他能把这个侍奉啊能够带到一个非常完美的一个光景。
So he can carry out this ministry to perfection.
我们知道这个对于我们今天来讲是非常大的鼓舞。
So this is a great encouragement for us today.
我想在各处服侍的弟兄姊妹都有这样的感觉。
No matter where you are, when you serve the Lord, you have similar sentiment.
我们今天侍奉主啊。
Today we serve the Lord.
我们真的是有内忧外患的。
We really face troubles outside and inside.
啊，我们在这个侍奉的里面真是非常的不容易。
It's very difficult when we serve the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹们，我们能像保罗一样吗
Can we be like Paul?
在这么一个复杂一个充满难处的环境里面
，In such a complex and difficult situation，
我们能背负神给我们的这个职分
？Can we carry the ministry that God gave to us？
然后我们能够做一个好的一个执事，能够把神所要的能够把它表明出来呢
？Can we be the good ministers who can carry out God's purpose？
感谢主啊！
Thank the Lord.
神就用使徒保罗啊，摆在这么样一种的环境的里面。
So God used Paul by putting him in such difficult situation.
用保罗自身的一个经历
，through his own experience，
把这个职分跟职事这两件事情啊，把它解释的非常清楚。
Reveal to us these two different things, ministries and ministers.
我们晓得这两件事情呢，不是一个道理。
We know they are not in theory.
是我们在实际的生活中间需要有的经历。
But these are the life experience we need to have.
所以在头一个世纪
，So in the first century.
那么神得着了使徒保罗这样一个使徒。
So God can gain a person like Apostle Paul.
他真是成了一个好榜样。
He became a good example.
啊，那对我们今天来讲。实在是很大的鼓舞和激励啊
He became very, a tremendous great encouragement for us.
我想所有哈、啊、在侍奉中有点经验的人都知道
So those who have a little experience in serving the Lord.
啊，神把一份职分托付给我们
When God gave us a ministry.
然而我们要在这么一个环境的里面呢能够把主所托的这个职分呢能够把它显明出来是多么不容易的一件事情
How difficult it is when we're in similar situation but still be able to carry out God's purpose
那么既然主能借着保罗把它实现出来
But if God can carry out his will through Paul
这就是鼓舞我们所有的弟兄姊妹我们都可以做到的
Then we all could be encouraged that we all can do it as well
啊，所以对于今天我们的侍奉上来讲
So in today's ministry,
我们要明白什么是叫做那个职分
So we need to understand what ministries are.
然后我们追求做一个好的执事非常重要
Then we continue to pursue to be the good ministers.
因为这个关乎到神的旨意
Because they are related to God's purpose.
关系到教会的见证
They are related to the testimony of the church.
也关系到我们个人在主面前的蒙恩。
And they have much to do with the grace we receive before the Lord.
啊，我想今天晚上我们先来看一看到底什么是职分。
So let's look at what ministry is.
我记得我年幼的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
在教会里面，人家一提到这个执事啊，我说这个执事是 ministry 啊。
But whenever people mention ministry at the church,
哇，我们都觉得这个是非常高的东西啊。
We thought that it was very high lofty.
只有我们中间少数的弟兄们，他们才是能被称作是有这个职事职分。
Only very few brothers could carry these ministries.
但是如果你要仔细的把这个职分这件事情把它读一下的话呢
But if you carefully study the ministries in the Bible,
这个职分这个字的原文的意思啊
The original meaning of the ministry
很简单一般英文有时候就把它翻成是 service 就是一个服事
So it's very simple Actually English translated as a service It is just a service
那么但是呢光是这个 service 光是侍奉这个字的话呢不够能够表达这个词的意思
But understand it as just a service we cannot understand the depth of
他的意思就是说你怎么来伺候这件事情你怎么样来对待这件事情
It also involved how we approach the service
所以呢这个字呢把它翻成职分或者是职任或者翻作是执事啊，这样就比较更能够表达他的意思。
So it's better to translate as ministry or responsibility.
啊，那么到底什么是执事呢
？So what does the ministry mean?
我想我们给他做个简单的定义啊。
Let's give a very simple definition.
就神在他的旨意上，他有他的行政。
So in God's will and purpose, He has administration.
他在他的行政上面给我们的托付，或者给我们这个委任，那个就是职分。
Through His ministry, administration, He gave us some responsibility. That is called ministry.
我想这样讲了，可能大家听我这个话还是有点生硬啊，不太容易明白，对吧？
So the definition sounds very hard and not easy to understand.
因为在座有很多年轻弟兄姊妹。
We have many young people among us.
啊，我给你们做个比喻来讲。
Let me give an illustration.
比方说一个大的公司啊。
For example, in a very large company.
哎，这个大公司里面呢，它用了很多的人。
So it employs a lot of people.
你去 interview 完了之后，他要了你之后呢，他就给你一份的委任，是吧？
So after they hire you, after they'll give you a letter of employment.
Yeah, 有的人呢，比方你要做什么，做 CEO.
So in that letter, he'll give you a position of CEO.
有的人呢，你这个小组里面呢，做个 leader 呢。
Or in the employment, you'll become a leader in the company.
啊，那么呢，也许有的人呢，你可能在公司里面 hire 你就是做 janitor 的，你这个做整洁的，对吧
？Or you're employed as janitors.
也有人呢，可能呢被 hire 的时候呢就是看大门的。
Or you're hired to be the door guard.
但是你知道吧，这每一个位置都是什么？都是一个委任，对不对
？But you know that every position it is actually entrustment.
所以呢，在教会里面呢，这个整个的神的工作、神的行政上面
，So in all the services of God's administration,
神也有不同的委任。
He also entrusts us with many different kinds of ministry.
只要你是蒙恩得救的
，As long as you are saved.
你就是一个被委任的人。
So you have something entrusted to you.
有的弟兄们呢，可能侍奉的委任，那个比较做的事情比较大。
Some brothers may be entrusted with a large capacity.
可能我们所承受这个委任的比较小。
But we may receive a relatively smaller capacity.
所以现在我们知道什么叫职事呢？职分呢？
So what is the ministry?
就在神的荣耀的旨意上，在他的行政里面，他给我们的一个委任。
So in His glorious will and in His administration, He entrusted something to us.
我们要知道神的旨意只有一个啊。
We know there's only one will of God.
啊，但是呢，这个职分呢却是有不同的。
But there are many ministries.
有大有小。
The big one and small
one. 我们姑且用这样的一个说法，是有大有小。
Let's just put it this way.
但是无论大无论小，都是一个职分。
Whether it's a big ministry or smaller ministry, they are all ministries.
所以如果你仔细读新约圣经，你就发现。
So if you read the New Testament carefully.
那么，甚至连提摩太保罗也讲说，你要尽你的职分啊，你看。
So Paul mentioned this to.Timothy, that you need to fulfill your ministry.
啊，那么有个先知，神也保罗也跟他讲，你要叫他尽他的职分。
Also, Paul told one prophet that he needs to fulfill his ministry.
这个词呢，在新约圣经里面用的还算是蛮普遍。
So it is very common in New Testament.
啊，但是呢，虽然有这么多职分上的不同。
Even though there are many different ministries,
保罗在哥林多前书十二章，刚才我们读到那些圣经啊，很清楚告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 12 we just read very clearly tell us.
他说职事虽然不同，但是主只有一位。
He says we have many ministries, but one same Lord.
啊，这句话很重要。
This is a very important statement.
这就告诉我们说呢，我们所有承受的委任职分都是从主来的。
All the ministries we're entrusted with actually all come from one Lord.
所以必须要受主的支配。
So we have to be guided by the Lord.
所以主给我们所有不同的这个职分，都是为着主的自己。
So all these different ministries are for the Lord Himself.
So 没有一个职分可以为我们自己的。
So none of our ministries can be used to serve ourselves.
啊，所以今天有很多人呢，得到恩赐呢，那为了建立自己的名声、自己的事业，这是很大的错误。
So many people receive the gift from the Lord. They serve themselves and they establish big enterprise for themselves.
啊，我们用刚才的那个公司来比喻再说一下。
So I use this, let's use the same illustration.
因为你们都很多都在公司里做事的，对不对
？We all work at the company.
哇，这公司一要你了，你看很荣耀啊。
So if you're hired by some company, you feel very glorious.
好，所以我看见这个纽约走路上大大小小都挂着牌子的，你为什么把那个牌子挂在那里
？I see a New York. People working in New York, they all carry some badges. Why they carrying badges on the body.
他每个挂着牌子的，你看走起路来的神气的，有个牌子的。
People walk very jubilantly because they have these badges show who they are.
有人一看那个牌子，哦，我就知道你在哪个公司里面做事情。
Because the badges show where you work.
从我们进公司的那一天，我们就想说，我们要尽我们所能的好好的做事，对不对
？So the first day that we work for the company, we like to invest all ourselves.In that company, how to work best?
哇，我们要把我们的公司把它整个把它的这个做好它。
So let's work for the company.
啊，那么我们所有的心思意念都被这个公司所吸住。
So our mind and heart were all occupied by the work of the company.
那弟兄姊妹，我要问你了。
Now let me ask you.
今天主啊也把你召回来了。
So today, Lord also hire you, call you to Himself.
主有一个伟大的职业，那比市场的任何的这个公司也不能比的了，对不对
？God have a very glorious purpose and will.
你有全心为着那一个旨意吗
？Cannot be compared with those of companies.
你想想看，今天如果在一个公司里，你可以做你自己的事情吗？
So let's ask you that in the company, can you do something just for yourself?
我呢是没有这个进过公司做过事的人的。
So I never entered a company, work for any company.
连我的姊妹只不过在大学一个图书馆里面做个小小的职员。
Even my wife, she just worked for a small work at the small library in a college.
他常常都跟我讲，在我那个工作里面是不可以做我私人的事情的。
She often mentioned this to me that in my work I couldn't attend the personal things.
他说有时候啊，这个好像工作很少，那么一天的工作呢，有时候五分钟就做完了。
So sometimes even though work at the company.Only take her 5 minutes.
哎，我说那很好，你就可以呢读你自己的书啊，做事。他说不可以的。
And I said, well, that's wonderful. Then you can do your own things, your personal things. But no, she said, no, I cannot.
他说你知道吗？有时候五分钟做完了很痛苦啊，坐在那里什么都不能动。
She said sometimes finish work very quickly in 5 minutes. Sometimes it's very painful.
如果我那个老板知道你在做自己的事情。
If boss find out that you're doing something for
哇，那你就可能要找到很大的麻烦了。
Yeah, you're running into trouble.
啊，所以你看看地上那么小小的一件事情，他都要求你怎么专心为着工作。
Even for the small company, they ask you to be totally focused.
我想今天我们的区别在哪里？因为我们的教会的侍奉者没有 pay， 对不对？
So why is the difference? I think because when you serve in the church, there's no pay. Nobody pay you.
你为什么在公司里面你那么拼命那么做？因为有 pay 呀。
Why you work so hard at company? Because you got paid.
那我们想错了。
Then you're wrong.
其实呢，侍奉主是有 pay 的。
Actually, you are paid when you serve the Lord.
保罗知道。
Because Paul knew.
哇，将来这个 pay 是不得了的。
He said the pay in the future was so great.
我这个你需要属灵的眼光。
Of course, you need to the insight of spiritual world.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要认识主的这个职分
So understanding what ministry of God is very important.
那么从神的这个委任这个托付上来讲好像是属于个人的。
So when the Lord entrusts us something, it looks like a personal entrustment.
我刚刚讲这个职分呢有大有小。
I just mentioned ministry have these different degrees.
可能今天呢我们承受的这个委任的职分呢比较小。
Maybe what we were entrusted as small things.
那么保罗呢所承受的呢那是比较大的一个委任。 And
Paul was entrusted with a very big thing.
所以因此呢在教会历史上就有人讲到有的执事被称作是那执事。
So someone mentioned in the church, some ministry is called the ministry.
因为翻了个
A good translation. The D ministry.
是那只是,
D ministry.
那么其实呢,我们所有的人呢,都是为了那只是,
so all the ministries are for the ministry.
弟兄姊妹们,这说明一件事情,在教会里面,在神的行政里面,你不可以做你自己的事情。
So in God's church, you shouldn't work for your personal benefits, personal things.
我开头这样子把它简单的做了一个解释，我希望弟兄姊妹能明白。
So in the beginning, I'd like to explain in this simple way. I hope that you all understand it.
那意思说呢，有的人承受的那个职分呢，他比较能明白他的职分是为的那职事。
So when someone was entrusted with the ministry, he understood that it was for that ministry.
其实你读圣经知道，所有的职分都是为了那职事。If
you read the Bible, you know that all the ministries actually are for that ministry.
我们读新约圣经的时候，你看有很多解释新约圣经的人呢。So
you know that there's a lot of commentators to comment on the New Testament.
他们常常说新约圣经里面有三大执事。
They often mention that there are three ministries in the New Testament.
一个是彼得,
or ministers. One is Peter.
一个是保罗,
one is Paul.
一个是约翰,
the other one is John.
我们说这是新约圣经中的三个大的 ministry.
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 Okay. These are the great ministries in the New Testament.
就是他们从主所领受的那个是比较大的那个职分。
So they receive from the Lord this large ministries.
这样说法呢也有它的道理啊。
There's some truth in it.
其实我们读圣经发现其他新约一些作者呢他们所承受的都是蛮大的。
So, but when we read other authors in the New Testament, they also receive pretty big ministries.
不过这三个人呢,他们的职分呢,是比较明显的。
But these three, their ministries are more obvious.
所以我们说彼得,他的职事是专一的为着国度。
So we say that Peter's ministry is for the purpose of kingdom.
那么保罗的 是为了教会，为了基督的身体。
The ministry of Paul is for the purpose of a church and the Lord's body.
那么约翰的执事是为了恢复。
And the ministry of John is about recovery.
当然，其他还有其他许多的圣经里面讲到其他的执事们职分的一同的配合。
Of course, all other ministries mentioned in the New Testament, they all work together.
基本上来讲，我们应该有个意念，这些都是重要，不仅彼得重要，保罗重要，约翰重要，弟兄姊妹，你也重要，我也重要，他也重要，都重要。So
we also need to know that all ministries are important. Paul's ministry is important. Peter's ministry is important, John's ministry is important, and your ministry and my ministry are all important.
我们就说呢，像马太的也重要，马可的也重要，是吧？犹大的也重要，这些雅各都重要。
So ministry of Matthew and James and they are important.
不过呢，这几个人他们所承受的是比较大的。
But these three, what they receive, actually are very in a large measure.
因为我们可以看见，在新约圣经的里面有着许多个人的这个指示，是吧？
So we also see that in the New Testament that there are personal ministry.
那么，当然在这三个人中间啊，我们知道保罗所承担的那个指示是最完全的。
Among these three, we know the ministry of Paul is most complete.
他的那个职分呢，跟国度有关。
Because his ministry has something to do with the kingdom.
那么他的职事呢，也是约翰在晚年时候后来所要恢复的职事。
And also, this part of ministry of Paul is the exact part that John in later years tried to recover.
所以我们可以说保罗所承担的职事是更多解释那职事。
So in ministry of Paul, you can see how he explained and worked for that ministry.
那么我们从保罗的这份职事里面才能够明白神的那个完全的
So through the ministry of Paul, we can understand God's deep ministry of God.
所以保罗说，他蒙了神的怜悯啊，神把这个职分是特别托付给他的。So
Paul says he received mercy from the Lord that God entrusted him this ministry.
的确，若是没有保罗啊，
without Paul.
今天我们对神的旨意的这个认识上面来讲的话，那是非常的残缺、不完全的。We
will not be able to understand God's will completely.
所以呢，在以弗所书第三章的里面。So
in Ephesians chapter 3,
我们知道那一个保罗的那一篇的讲论非常重要。So
what Paul says in that chapter 3 is very important.
他把这个执事啊。 这个 ministry 的这个意义呢，把它解释的非常的清楚。He
explained to us very clearly what that ministry is.
他告诉我们，神是借着启示揭开他的奥秘。Paul
tells us that through revelation, God revealed this ministry to us.
那么保罗特别讲，这是基督的奥秘。He
mentioned this especially. That it is the mystery of Christ.
我不晓得哈，弟兄姊妹，经过这么多年过来，我们听了很多的道，现在我们能懂得什么叫做基督的奥秘吗？
So I'm not quite sure that, Francis, after we heard so many messages, do we understand what the mystery of Christ is?
感谢主，我们青年弟兄们点头。Thank
the Lord, our young people knock their head.
所以我就不需要解释了。So
I don't need to explain more.
这很重要，非常重要。This
is very important, extremely important.
那么保罗讲什么是这个基督的奥秘呢？
Paul tells us what the mystery of Christ is.
他就说这个外邦人要同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。So
he says that it is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, fellow members of the body, and fellow partakers of promise.
你知道这个。 在当时来讲的话呢，这是一个非常新的一种说法。You
know, at the time, it was a very new teaching.
也是一个非常大胆的一个说法。And
it was very brave statement.
这不是说保罗大胆了。We
don't say that Paul had this boldness to claim this.
因为保罗，他说呢，这是神历史历代所隐藏的奥秘，那么。 向我启示出来了。保罗只不过是一个传递启示的器皿而已。
Paul said this mystery was hidden throughout generations, and God now revealed it to Paul. He was just a vessel to reveal this will to us. In Ephesians' letter, we can see that God does not just chose Israel. It's not just only Israel that are the partakers of this promise. Now even Gentiles are chosen.
并且呢, 这些得救的外邦人, 跟这些犹太人, 得救的犹太人,
not only this, that the Gentiles who are saved, together with the Israels, they'll become one body.
然后呢,
and then become partakers of the same promise.
弟兄姊妹, 我们晓得, 我们讲这三个点呢, 都是旧约, 这个主的心意中间非常重要的一些的意念。
See, the three points we just mentioned, they are a great will of God.
因为这个时候呢, 保罗眼睛得开, 看见了基督身体的那个奥秘。
See, at this point, Paul's eyes were open to see the will of the Lord.
这是历史历代所隐藏的最大的奥秘。
About the body of the Lord, and this is the great mystery hidden throughout generations.
哇，他后面讲，他说。 这个奥秘是隐藏在创造万物之神里面的奥秘。
So he said this mystery actually hidden in God who created all things.
这个是今天呢, 可以说就是在整个创造万有中间最大的一个奥秘。
So this is the greatest mystery among all creation.
弟兄姊妹们, 神创造整个万有, 它有一个背后,有一个意义,有一个目的在哪里。
So there's a purpose, there's a will, there's a goal in all creation.
我想今天呢, 人类的这个历史到今天, 这个智慧的发展, 已经是发展到相当的惊人的一个情况。 那么呢, 现在呢, 不仅有人的头脑, 还有电脑, 怎么帮忙啊, 但是还是搞不清楚, 这个宇宙到底为什么存在。
You see, today human wisdom has developed to such extent even we can use computer to help us out, but we still couldn't understand the mystery of this universe.
哎呀,这两天你看报纸,哇,印度弄了一个卫星跑到火星就觉得了不起来。
Recently, you can read the newspaper, that India actually sent a satellite to the Mars.
就觉得这是人类了不起的大成就了，对不对？
They thought it was a great human achievement.
如果你有保罗的眼光里面得出这个启示的话呢，哇，你这算什么东西呢？这个。
But if you had a similar insight as Paul has, this is nothing in comparison.
那不是像小孩子玩具一样吗？
It's like a toys, a boy's toy.
当然，就是我们人来讲是了不起了，对不对？
Okay, to human beings. This is great achievement.
这个如果在整个创造万有的神当初创造万有的那个目的来讲的话，那根本算不得什么。But
in comparison to the eternal purpose of God's creation, it is nothing.
可惜啊，今天很多神的儿女没这个眼光，根本没看见这个东西。But
unfortunately, many children of God do not possess this insight.
我们一直还以地上人的这个成就作为夸耀，对不对？
So we're boasting for the achievement of human beings.
当然，你们年轻人如果考试得个A啊，也是值得欢喜的，那个也不是错。
So if you get A in your test, it is something to be celebrated.
如果你发明那个什么东西的话呢？ 那么我们讲这做人来讲的话也还可以了，是。
To human beings, that if you invented something, you know, it's a good thing.
但是你需要看见。But
you need to see.
弟兄姊妹们，因为什么？因为你我这些人呢，都是神所委任的，你知道吗？
Because you and I are entrusted something from God.
我们也许看不见保罗看见那么大。
Even though we cannot see as big as Paul.
但是你至少要知道你已经在这个公司里了，你已经在这个公司里面。
But at least you need to know that you are in that company. You are hired by this company of God.
是人公司，主耶稣的公司。
It is not the company of the world, but it's company that belongs to Christ.
你要尽你自己的那个本分。
You need to fulfill this ministry, your ministry.
这非常重要。
It is very important.
需要看见。
But first, you need to have this insight.
隐藏在创造之神里面。
So he says this is the mystery that hidden in God who created all things.
然后你就看见他就说要借着教会。
And then he says here that through the church.
要让整个宇宙中间那些天使啊那些看见神的这个大的奥秘经营这个工作是怎样经营的。
That through the church, God wants all the angels, the rulers in heavenly places, know how God works all things out.
弟兄姊妹，我讲到这里，你里面有点荣耀的感觉吗？我看不出来。
Do you have the sentiment of glory in your heart as I shared so much here?
我记得年轻时，我蒙召主，主把这看见在我里面，这简直是不得了的。我想这个我们怎么配呢？对不对
？So I remember when I was young, when I heard the message like this, I was feel like so humble that how can I be compared with such great revelation?
刚刚开始，主给我这看见一点点了，我都兴奋了好几个月。
So at the time, even I had a little glimpse of this glory, I was excited for many months.
哎呀，比我们的弟兄姊妹呢，这个身上挂了个什么 Microsoft 的牌子啊，我看他也兴奋了很久呢。
It's like some one sister who carried a badge, for Microsoft, and they got excited for many months as well.
哇，这个荣耀你不能看，你这一看见了，所以保罗这么一看见了，就发疯了，疯狂了。
So, see, this glory, this mystery cannot be seen. Once you see it,It's like a Paul, he was beside himself.
弟兄姊妹，你不要光说这是保罗，今天我们都在其中有份。
Actually, it's not only Paul, but you and I all have part in it.
所以我们今天在地上的这个服事啊。
So today, even we serve on earth.
你知道吧，天使魔鬼都在观看。
You know, these angels and the devils, they are looking at us.
我觉得常常觉得很亏欠主。
Sometimes I feel I'm come short of God's grace.
所以呢，天使跑到那里看看，很没什么好看的。
So when the angel look at me, he says, "Ah, there's nothing to look at."
因为我们也不明白神的心意，也不够尽忠心，对不对啊
？Because we do not understand God's will, and we are not faithful.
你们有没有听过这个斯布珍有一个故事啊
？Have you heard of a story told by Spurgeon?
大概是斯布珍啊，我应该没讲错的。
I think it was told by Spurgeon.
他大概以前是做梦里面看见。
One day he dreamt a dream.
因为他曾经到过一个大礼拜堂。
Because one day he went to a big, large church building.
非常大，非常大，非常雄伟。
You know that church buildings in Europe were very magnificent.
哇，这个礼拜堂啊。这个很大，但是底下人很少。
So here, he came to this church very large, but there's only few attendants.
啊，这个牧师在上面讲道啊，也是有气无力的，这个没精神。
So when pastor preached, and he also very listless.
哎，他就忽然听见有打呼的声音了。
And he heard someone snoring.
不是底下人睡觉了。
It's not the snoring came from the audience.
天花板上面。
He noticed that on the ceiling there's someone snoring up in the ceiling.
上面呢有很多魔鬼呀。
He saw this many devils actually on the ceiling.
他看他们下面那个讲道没精神，弟兄姊妹也没精神，这个魔鬼在那打哈欠，这是睡着了。
Because the preacher preached the gospel with such a less power and all Francis lack of enthusiasm, so all the devils actually falling asleep.
所以魔鬼看看这些人也不起劲，哎，不好看。
So even devils won't spend time to look at us.
那么他后来又看见一个聚会的地方。
And later he found another gathering.
哇，这个底下这个弟兄姊妹唱诗歌、祷告，那个灵非常的兴旺。
So they are singing, they are praying, and their spirit was very high.
哇， 他就听见那个天花板上那个声音的嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣这个声音啊。
And he heard this on the ceiling, this a lot of noise.
他一看，哇，那个上面那些魔鬼啊，忙得不得了。
And he saw the devils were very busy on the ceiling.
这是他讲的故事啊。
You see that this is a story told by him.
那后来他就把这故事拿到个礼拜堂去跟他们讲。
So he told this story to the audience.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是笑话，这是真实的。
So Dean Francis said it's not just a joke. Actually, it's a reality.
天使在看着我们。
Today, angels look at us.
魔鬼也在看着我们。
And devils also interested in looking at us.
你知道吗？他看什么呢？
What do they want to see?
看神荣耀的旨意在我们身上是怎样经营的。
He want to see how the eternal purpose of God work in us.
我们知道什么叫做侍奉吗？
Do you know what the ministry is?
侍奉就是与神同工。
Ministry is to serve with the Lord.
我们都是一些怎么样呢？有承受职分的人。
So we are all entrusted with ministries.
我常常讲嘛，你不要说你一个大公司，你个看门的人呢、啊。都表现了公司的精神，对不对啊？
So you look at the, even people guard the doors, they also carry this spirit of the company.
哇，我有时候到弟兄姊妹家，他们那个前面有这个警卫的，哦，神气的不得了了。
So once I enter the camp to see a brother who has a guards at the door, and they look very.
因为他知道他自己有一个职分啊，所以呢，他呢觉得。非常的荣耀。
So they look very glorious and very serious.
他不管你什么人，所以这把车给你挡下来。
So no matter who you are, they just raise their hand and stop you.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在教会中侍奉，我们是这样的吗？
Do we serve like this in the church?
所以呢，希望我们记得。
So I hope that you remember.
我们今天这一班人
，So we
是神自己所经营的工作。
We are the workmanship of God。
所以保罗说要借着教会。
So Paul says through the church。
使那些执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
To make known to the heavenly authorities manifold wisdom of God。
我想我们只会啊叫这个撒旦很惊异。
So we are often very surprised Satan.
哎呀，我们这个跟随主懒洋洋的，有气无力的，很多时候敬拜主啊，那个气氛呢也是很沉闷的。哎，居然有一天进荣耀，这个真是叫魔鬼，很惊异啊。
So we follow the Lord with without any enthusiasm, and later we can enter into the kingdom of God into glory. That actually surprises Satan.
因为教会是神的工作。
Because church is the work of God.
保罗讲这些哈，不仅让我们看见荣耀。
So when Paul mentioned all this, he not only wants us to see the glory.
特别要叫我们知道，我们基督徒蒙恩得救，我们承受的是何等大的福气，何等荣耀。
He wanted us to see that the blessing we receive, how glory they are.
所以你看见那个初期的教会。
So you can see at the church in the beginning.
承受主职分的这班人，哎呀，他们这个服事那真的是多么的尽心竭力啊。
Who received this ministry from the Lord? They really worked very hard, very faithful.
无论那个环境怎么艰难。
No matter how hard, how difficult the situation is, how great the trouble is.
你看见他们各个服侍主啊，都是非常的刚强。
Everyone served the Lord mightily.
保罗就是被关在监牢里面。
You see that even Paul was imprisoned.
你读读他所写的几封书信，你看见保罗的灵啊。
If you read some of the epistles he wrote when he was in prison,
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在相同的恩典的里面。
So in the same grace we receive,
我们真的要求主开我们里面的眼睛。
We pray that God will open our eyes,
叫我们知道神有一个荣耀的旨意。
That God has a glorious will,
在这个荣耀的旨意里面，每一个圣徒 都是神所委托的，你有你自己该尽的本分。
So、everyone, every saint has been entrusted with ministry, and you need to fulfill that ministry.
因为你在神同一个计划的里面。
Because you are part of that the big purpose of God.
所以求主让我们首先的明白啊，今天主已经把我们摆在一个何等宝贵的地位上。
So today we need to understand God put us in this precious position.
那么保罗呢，在哥林多后书里面呢，他就解释了这个新约执事的一个特性。
So in Second Corinthians, he explained to us the characteristic of New Testament.
这个非常重要啊，弟兄姊妹，如果你把哥林多后书第三章四到六节稍微读一下。
If you read chapter 3, verse 4 through 6,
这个是对我们重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder to us.
这一个执事的特性是什么呢？
What is the characteristic of his ministry?
他说呢，不是按照字句，那是按照经义。
It is not by of the letter, but of the spirit.
那个字句呢，那是个属死的。那个灵印，那个是属灵的。
Because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
所以呢，今天我们晓得字句叫人死，经义叫人活。
So we understand that the letter kills and the spirit gives life.
因为保罗讲这件事情是他一个背景。
When he says this, just the background.
因为旧约时代中啊，神曾经也托付了一个执事给摩西，对不对？
You know, in the Old Testament, God also entrusted ministry to Moses.
当然摩西是神的仆人。
Of course, Moses was a servant of God.
那么，但是后来起来的这些圣徒们呢，把摩西当成偶像。
But saints in later generation regarded Moses as idol.
把摩西呢变成他们的传统。
So they regarded Moses as their tradition.
所以这样的话呢，就把他们犹太人就捆死了。
So in tradition, actually, they were become a prisoner of themselves.
他讲了一件很特别的事，摩西啊，常常进到会幕里面跟神交通，然后就出来了。
So we know that Moses entered in the temple to have fellowship with God and came out.
就不晓他自己也不知道，出来之后脸上放光了。
And beknown to him that his face actually shone.
哇，犹太人一看见都不敢看，因为他脸放光。
And Israel's dare not look at it.
所以摩西啊做了一件这个很特别的事情呢，用个帕子把脸遮起来了。
So Moses did very strange thing. He put the veil over his face.
我们晓得现在有些妇女才这么把脸遮起来，这个摩西也那个帕子把脸遮起来。
We know that the women put the veil over their faces, but Moses did the same thing.
大家传开说摩西的脸是发光的。
So they spread this news that Moses' face actually shines.
哇，对他呢就越来越崇拜。
So they worship Moses.
但是呢，保罗这是告诉他们了。
So Paul here tells them,
摩西的脸呢一直是发光的，对不对啊？
Do you think that the Moses' face always shines?
其实那个帕子一遮住啊，那个里面的荣光就渐渐褪去了。
You see that the reason he put the face on his face because the glory on his face is fading away.
这个他没看见。
So they couldn't see this. The end of
重要的原则。
So you see.This is a very great principle. In the New Testament, we know that all the vessels God used, if that person is in the life, then he can continue the ministry. But if he stays in letters, then glory will fade away.
所以保罗说，因此我们大胆地讲，因为他批评摩西啊，那真是很大胆的。
So he says, we use boldness in our speech.
像我们今天如果批评一个什么年长弟兄、前面弟兄，你要觉得，嚯，你好骄傲、大胆，对吧？那摩西批评的是不？保罗批评的是摩西啊，这不得了的。
It's like
受不了的。
It's like today we criticize elder brothers people would say you were so bold.
不过呢, 弟兄姊妹, 这是属灵的原则,
See, this is a spiritual principle.
你们原谅我举个例子做明一下,
let me give you an illustration to help young people.
我这个21、22岁的时候呢, 开始读斯百克弟兄的书。
When I was 21, 22 years old, I started to read the books by Austin Sparks.
哇，开头读啊。 这个天书啊,
so when I first read his book, I couldn't understand. It's like a heavenly book.
后来看懂了,哇,个大亮光。
Later I understood it. It was it gave me great insight.
哎呀,真的是觉得那个光很大。
So I felt like the great light shines in my heart.
但是十年,二十年之后,
but after 10 or 20 years later,
我读他东西还是很好。
When I read his books, it's also still great.
就感觉不到当初刚碰见的时候那么亮。
But I couldn't see this light as I saw, in the early days.
所以你知道在地上所有这些东西都是什么渐渐褪去的。
You see, the earthly things gradually lose their luster.
弟兄姊妹,也许我这样讲,有很多人说,你也很大胆啊,你也敢批评的,不不不。 弟兄姊妹们,
when I say that, I say some of you may think that, oh, your brother, son, you are so bold.
保罗都知道当初他那样讲是很大胆的,他说,我们就大胆的说, 这样讲,
so when Paul tells us this, he says, we use great boldness in our speech.
弟兄姊妹,我们要晓得, 任何一个被神所使用的人, 都不能跟主来比较的,对不对?主多伟大,太伟大了。
You know that everyone who is used by God cannot be compared with the Lord Himself. Lord is so great.
圣经所以这样说是要什么?是要叫我们不断的进步的,你知道吧?要往前去的。
The Bible tells us so that we can be encouraged to continue on.
你不能被任何一个人把你限制住。
We should not be restricted or limited by one person.
因为这个跟我们 在我们这进职分有非常大的一个关系。
Because it has a lot to do with how we fulfill our ministry.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 保罗就讲, 旧约的那个职事, 是属死的职事。
So he says, the ministry of Old Testament is ministry of death.
新约, 那是一个属灵的职事, 更是灵的。
The ministry in New Testament is ministry of the Spirit, because we follow the Lord.
而且旧约这个律法的, 吃下来,这是一个定罪的指示。
We know that the ministry in the Old Testament, under the law, is ministry of condemnation.
那么新约呢,是一个称义的指示。
The New Testament is called ministry of righteousness.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就说呢,今天呢,我们活在新约时代,不要老是定罪人,老是用这个规矩要求人,不是。
It means that in New Testament, we should not always criticize others and use a regulation to limit people.
什么叫称义呢?
So what do you mean by righteousness?
称义就是他不对,我们把它弄对了, 那个才是今天我们的服事的目的呢。
Justification means that if some people is wrong, let's help him to make right.
所以他就讲,那个职事是退去的,废掉的。
So he says that that ministry actually fades away.
是一个过渡性质。
It is such in passing.
所以只有 属灵的知识,那个引进的越长远的果效,
so only New Testament ministry lasts forever.
更大的荣光,
it has a greater glory.
那么在哥林多后书第三章里面,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 3,
他也讲到这个知识的是怎么样运作的呢?怎么样实行的呢?
So he also mentioned that how this ministry works.
保罗用了一个很特别的说法,他说呢,用写信的方式。
He used a very interesting phrase. He said, it's like writing a letter.
他说你们呢,就是一封信。
He says, you are a letter.
那么,主给他这份的职分呢,是要在弟兄姊妹身上来写信的。
So ministry that he received from the Lord is writing letters on brothers and sisters.
你知道了,今天世界上有很多其他的宗教,有的轻看圣经。
There are many religions, they look light on the Bible.
因为他说那个圣经都是信，都是写信，不是像我们那个什么经典啊什么，它都是信。
So they are saying that oh, the many New Testament actually are letters. It's not like ours are ordinance.
所以我们常常对青年弟兄姊妹讲说，什么是圣经呢？圣经是天父写给你的信。
So we often tell young people that what is the Bible? Bible is a letter written by Heavenly Father.
感谢主。写信是要有对象的，对不对？
See that when you write a letter, you have a recipient.
我们有关系的，我们才会写信。
So those who have some relationship with us, we write to them.
神用一个最亲密的一个方式，那么对我们说话。
So God, so when God write the letter, He write in a very intimate way.
但是保罗告诉我们，这个信呢，不是用墨写的啊。是用灵写的。
It's not written with the ink, but with the spirit of the living God.
这个墨，这个外面就不是用知识啊，用学问呐、用头脑写的东西。
It's not with the knowledge or with the brain.
今天呢，我们看见很多侍奉主的人呢，都写信是用这个墨，用这个外表的，满肚子墨水啊，所以就是在弟兄姊妹身上那写，又是什么天文地理啊，一大堆的东西往人身上写，对吧
？So some ones who serve use many ink, like he like to refer to the astronomy or knowledge.
又是什么哲学、科学这一大堆东西。
Or philosophies or science.
不，他说用灵，用我们的灵，不是用你的聪明的头脑智慧。
But here he says, with the spirit of a living God.
并且呢，不是写在石头的板上，写在什么心板上。
He says not on the tablets of stone, but the tablets of human heart.
他说这个不是外面的影响，那是里面的影响。
So it's not influenced by external things, but by something from inside.
属灵的事情啊，影响人的头脑，影响的外表的东西，跟影响人里面的灵的光景是不一样的。
So when you serve, if you touch people's mind or you touch their heart, actually it's quite different.
那就说明这个侍奉是个活的，是个生命的侍奉。
It tells that if you serve in a living way.
我们实在承认了，今天呢，如果不是会跟从圣灵，很难服侍。
So we have to admit that if we don't follow the Holy Spirit, it's very hard to serve the Lord.
这个服侍要摸人的心的。
Because when you serve, you have to touch their heart.
这个真的，我就看见有些弟兄姊妹，他们真的在主跟前用主的话，会摸人的心。
So I saw some brothers and sisters can really touch people's heart with God's word.
他不是用死的规条。
They don't use dead regulations.
他们的侍奉出去说，会把人的心把它得回来。
So when they serve, they can gain their heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个侍奉的这个特性啊。
So this is a characteristic of the ministry.
怎样来运用的一个原则。
How the ministry works in principle.
我们看见在头一个世纪，当保罗陈述这个职分的时候。
So in the first century, we see that when he carried out this ministry,
保罗实在是一个忠心跟随主的人。
He followed the Lord very faithfully.
他把这个职分呢，看得比他自己的性命更重要。
He regarded this ministry more important than his own life.
他不过他在提摩太后书第四章第一节这样说。
So in the second Timothy chapter 4 verse 1,
他说我们既然蒙了神的怜悯，承受了这个职分，就不上胆。
So he says, I receive grace of God, and I am entrusted with this ministry. I will not lose heart.
为什么会上胆？
Why did he lose his heart?
这就告诉我们，这个职事呢，很容易就叫人上胆。
So he says, he tells us that serving in this ministry actually is very easily be discouraged.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道啊，如果我们在侍奉上面呢，我们一上胆，我们就会变得很虚伪。
See, when we serve the Lord, if we are discouraged, we become very pretentious.
因为你该讲的不敢讲了。
Because you cannot say something you want to say.
会变成不真实。
So you become what you say is not true from your heart.
忠心。
So you become less faithful.
弟兄姊妹们，
今天如果我们
有一点这个经历的人，就知道保罗说的是什么。
So if you have a little bit of experience, you know what he's saying.
哇，我的过去几十年呢，我看见很多弟兄们开头说很勇敢，年轻时候呢，哎，到最后那么上胆呐，不敢讲了，碰见很多情况啊，不敢说了。
So I saw many bond sisters in past decades that when they started off very brave, say they want to say, need to say, but later they're afraid of saying anything.
我们一失去勇敢的话呢，我们就会对恶让步，对那个不义的东西就会让步，你知道吧？
If we're afraid of telling others the truth, then we will compromise the truth.
我们就会妥协。
So we'll compromise.
所以保罗说，我们既然蒙神的怜悯，承受这个职分，就不上胆。
He says, as we receive the grace of God, we do not lose heart.
因为保罗深知道神给他这个委任是多么的重要。
Because he knows what they receive, what he received from the Lord, the ministry is so important.
所以使徒行传第二十章。
So in Acts chapter 20,
当保罗最后要离开亚细亚的时候。
When he was going to leave Asia,
对着那班侍奉主的人说，
he told those who served the Lord,
他说我不以性命为念，
he says, I will not regard my own life,
也不看为宝贵，
I will not regard my life as precious.
哇，弟兄姊妹们， 你读到这里你会觉得很害怕。
Aren't you,
我们谁 有谁不爱自己的命啊？
Aren't you feel afraid when he said this? Who does not love his own life?
不宝贵自己的性命，对不对？
Who does not regard his life precious?
保罗在这里居然呢，他说呢，我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
But Paul says here, he does not consider his life of any account as dear to himself.
难怪神能把那么大的一个托付，那么托付给他。
That may be the reason why the Lord entrusted him to such great ministry.
其实弟兄姊妹，你在公司里面，你也可以体会到这个东西。
So in your company, you can feel what that means.
那个老板呢，整天眼睛盯着看，看看有谁啊愿意为着公司啊不顾性命的。
So because boss's eyes actually looking for someone who willing to sacrifice their life for the company.
人家呢，那么做八个钟头，他做十个钟头。
So if someone works only 8 hours at work, but someone else works at 10 hours,
有的人呢还不睡觉，怎么怎么做？
Some people work without even sleep.
啊，这个老板说，好，这个好，要给他托付更大的一个任务，对不对啊？
Boss will give him a more important job to do.
我真的，我看见有好多弟兄姊妹上班，那个世界上人上班就这么个拼法。
Yeah, it is true that I saw brothers and sisters actually work that hard for the company.
哎呦，我们一侍奉主啊，为我的命很宝贵啊，大家都保命去了。
But when we serve the Lord, we all feel like our life is so dear to us. We just keep them for ourselves.
难怪主在我们中间呢，没有什么好经营的了，变成这样。
So that's why God cannot work much in our life.
保罗说我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
So Paul says here, he says, I do not take my life as dear to myself.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们，如果你真的被主开了眼睛，你发现我们这个人的命啊，也没值几个钱，真的。
So if you really have your eyes opened by the Lord, actually you see that our human lives are worthless.
因为这些年呢，我这个参加这个安息聚会不知道参加多少次。
So for all these years, I attended so many funeral services.
我那天一打开我的那个柜子啊，看那个什么那个安息聚会的程序单这么厚。
So one day I opened my drawer, I saw this funeral service bulletins announcements like this stack.
Wow,
that stack of.
So
how many brothers and sisters that passed away?
我心里面常常很感叹啊。
So often I sigh in my heart.
如果弟兄姊妹知道主的那个东西的宝贵，我们把这一生摆在主手里了，你看看多值钱，多好呢。结果我们在地上就是为着这个，为着那个，把命都消耗掉了。
So if we can see that how how great, how glorious that what God has entrusted and spend all our time for the Lord. Instead, we just waste our time on earth.
所以你不要以为保罗讲这句话很可怕，保罗有智慧。
See, Paul has the wisdom here to say such things. Because we hope of eternal life. So all other things are temporary. He used what is temporary to exchange something eternal. So it is a very good bargain. That's why many Christians are willing to be martyrs in early church history. So I often cite for myself that if I was more for the Lord, that would be better. I don't want to spend too much time on this point. I'm afraid that we don't like to listen to such message. But it's very important, so may the Lord have mercy. He says, I'll finish my course. That means that he will not give up. So he said many Christians, they started off very good, but and then you don't see them anymore. So I always reflected on those companions that I had when I was young. So at the time we pray very hard and we cried, we weep, and then we give all to the Lord. But now today you look around, where are these people?
弟兄姊妹们, 你要坚持到底, 绝不半途而废。
Francis, so we need to be faithful and never give up in the middle.
为什么?
Why?
要成就我从主所领受的那个职分。
Because I want to fulfill the ministry that I receive from the Lord.
完成托付。
To fulfill the ministry.
怎么叫证明福音呢?
What do you mean by testify the gospel? Testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. Meaning that's good news.
我想时间已到，我不能再解释啊。
I think time is up. I couldn't explain it more.
那么我们看见啊，在 新约圣经中间有这些神所托付的个人的职分。
You can see it in the New Testament that God also entrusts people ministry in person.
但是我们晓得神所托付我们个人这个职分呢，还为着一个更大的，就为着那执事。
But all these personal ministries are for that the ministry.
所以以弗所书第四章的话很重要。
So it's very important what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4.
神为了要叫我们能尽我们这个职分，所以他给我们各样不同的恩赐。
In order for us to fulfill our ministries, so he gave us all kinds of gifts.
所以认真讲，你有这个恩赐是为了尽你的职分。
So when you have a gift, actually it's to fulfill your ministry.
这个职分，保罗在以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
So these ministries, Paul mentioned in the chapter 4, Ephesians.
第一个,
you have three main points. First,
成全圣徒。
It's for the equipping of the saints. Not only you yourself have insight, but also you want to bring other brothers and sisters to completion as well.
他在这个希腊文里面呢, 他开头这个是pros, 这个 to, 然后下面有两个 as, as是什么? 那个英文就翻成into, 就是把它引进这个情况。
So in the original Greek language, it has a pros in beginning, but it has a two A's in the middle. A's means into. You need to bring brown sister into completion. So first thing is that we need to bring brown sister together into completion.
那么成全也很好，我们就中文这个成全也很好，就是带到完全我们没这个把握，但至少你要学的成全弟兄姊妹。
So, but、this word equipping also is a very good translation.、we are not perfect, so, but if we can equip together.
要做什么呢？要达到第一个点。
So, what for? The first?
要进入那执事的工作，就是 the work of the ministry,、进入这个工作。
In order to enter into the work of ministry. For the work of ministry.
For the work of the ministry.
Alright. Okay. For the、work of the ministry.
Yeah. 那只是、
that ministry.
所以那一个工作是什么呢？就是真正是神荣耀旨意的成全。
That is the fulfillment of God's glorious will and purpose.
然后要进入第二个重要事情，建立基督的身体。
And second point is to the building up of the body of Christ.
所以你知道神在教会里面托付各式各样不同的职分。
So we have many ministries in the church.
我们呢要尽我们的功用，一同使基督的身体能够出现。
We need to all fulfill ourperform our functions so that the body of Christ can appear.
我们在初期的教会看可以看见马其顿的教会被建立起来。
We see in the early church that churches at the Macedonia were built up.
实在是一个美丽的见证。
It is very beautiful testimony.
他们的教会啊，充满主的恩惠。
The churches are full of God's grace.
然后保罗在这形容说啊，他们在极在患难中，在极大的穷困中，在大试炼中，仍有满足的快乐。
So he says this when he mentioned the beautiful testament of、the church at Macedonia. He says, with in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflow in the wealth of their liberty.See, you see how the churches actually are built not in a peaceful、manner. It's like a Paul. So they actually, the church in a great ordeal, like a Paul experience.And they reveal, fulfill their ministry. So, like a Paul, they were、being built up.
哎呀，马其顿教会真是美丽。
So, church at the Macedonia was very beautiful.
他们照着神的旨意，把自己先献上，然后又归附我们。
So, according to God's will, they devote themselves to God and then to us.
当然那是归附使徒了。
So at that, when he said to us, it means that two apostles.
就是归附到神的旨意的里面。
Meaning that they are towards God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经里面保罗给我们很清楚看见。
So in New Testament, that Paul revealed to us very clearly.
神给我们有个人不同的职分。
So God gave each person.A different ministry.
最后是达到整个身体能够发挥它的功用，能够尽那职事。
So in the end, the whole church can be built up for that ministry.
所以我今天晚上呢，我想我就按照圣经啊里面给我们的这些教导呢，我把这个职事的这个意义呢，那么。可以说略略的给弟兄姊妹们有点交通。
So tonight, through the New Testament, I shared what the ministry means.
也许你很多东西记不得。
Maybe you don't remember all the things I share.
不要紧。
You don't have to worry about it.
至少你要记得一件事情。
I hope that you remember one thing.
你已经是被神委任的。
So you are entrusted by God.
所以我们应当尽我们当今的本分来完成神的委任。
So that we need to fulfill our responsibility to fulfill our ministry.
主若许可。 今天下午我们来讲这个minister, 讲这个执事,
Lord willing, tomorrow we share about ministers and how to become good ministers. Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, our heart full of thanksgiving.
你把我们救赎回来,
you saved us.
是为着你自己荣耀的旨意,
for your glorious purpose.
所以你把这个荣耀的职分托付给我们,
so that you entrust to every one of us this glorious ministry.
主啊, 求你开我们的眼睛,
may you open our eyes,
叫我们知道我们是一个已经承受委托的人,
so that we all know that we are entrusted.
我们应当尽我们的职分在你面前来服侍你,
so we need to serve you to fulfill our ministry.
不管是大是小,
no matter it's big or small, all will be according to your will. May you work more in our among us, so that through us you will reveal the glory of the mystery, so that those who are in heavenly places, those who are in authorities, they'll be made known the manifold wisdom of yours.
主啊,我们对你说,
Lord, we'll say to you that we are here. May you gain us. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.